Hello, welcome to When the Kids Go Down. I hope you've had a good week. It's been dead ass cold here, so I just been in hibernation. Is that the fucking word? I've been hibernating because it's cold. I just fucking said that. Sorry. I think I get cursy when I get nervous. Like I say a lot of bad words when I get a little zinged. Is zinged a word? Never mind. So. Despite I have a dry cough. Despite being indoors, I can't seem to get ahead of the fucking mess. Because I mean, I'm like, it's hard. It's all right. It's not that bad. It's just laundry, and then laundry makes it look so messy when it's not put up. And then I keep putting like toys up for donation, and then my kid find some because I need to call them and have them come schedule to pick it up so that it's just like in boxes ready to go. But if I leave the boxes out, the kids see them and they get dumped out, and then they suddenly remember these toys that they don't play with ever, or like they've outgrown, and they're scattered on the floor. And then I have other boxes that aren't like donations. They're just like toys that have been everywhere that I need to pick up and sort and put all their parts back together. And then they just get dumped. So that's been fun. Anyways, I'm not going to do a weekly report because I never have anything to say about food or other like recommendations. I don't like giving recommendations anyways. I feel like people who like my friends, if they try something that I've talked about, it's just because we were talking about it and then they wanted to try it. It's not like I was like recommending it, because I think if I actually have to think about a recommendation, I think too hard, and then it's like extremely niche. And then like the only thing that I really eat on a day-to-day basis are eggs, sourdough, and jam, cheese, tomatoes. Like I tuna. I don't really know what else. And yogurt, plain Greek yogurt. That's like my diet. What's funny is the more that I'm sitting here talking about how I have nothing to recommend or talk about as far as like food or product, I actually feel like I do, because I just got a Moka pot, MOKA, and that's like an Italian stovetop espresso maker. I fucked up. I was fast cleaning, and I hate when I do this because it's like the most robotic autopilot you can be, and the most stressed, and you do stupid things like putting your wallet somewhere, or your keys, or your Moka pot in the dishwasher. I don't even know. Like, I feel like I put it in there, and then I was like cleaning off counters, and I was like, did I just, where's my Moka pot? And then I realized I had put it in there, and I was like, why would I, like, I, that doesn't go in there. Like, I knew that. And then I like took it out, and I feel like I somewhat salvaged. Like, I feel like it hasn't affected it to where it's going to affect the flavor of the coffee or diminish like the well, the finish is a little dull. So I'm hoping that I just have to polish it and it'll be like back to normal. But Moka pots aren't like, they're like $30. So if I need to get another like basic Moka pot, then I will. I just sucks that I like, I've had it for like 2 weeks and I fucked it up. But it's delicious. I have the, it's like a tin canned Italian coffee. It's like the one recommended when you buy it. I didn't realize how pressure it would come, because it's like, I don't know if it's like made for, or it's like purchased a lot for like camping. I don't think it's made for camping. I just think that it comes like vacuum sealed. Excuse me. This weather has my throat just dry. And so it was extremely sealed, like pressurized. And it does say to open it slowly. Didn't read that. I just pulled the tab up and coffee exploded all over my face. It was like a confetti gun, but of espresso. So it was everywhere. And I honestly hate smelling like it, because I smelled like it for years when I worked at Starbucks. And it was, I don't know, it's just everything. I need to let go. Too many trauma responses. But it's been good. It's really good. And then What was I gonna say about? Oh, I also got this perfume from Way. I think it's floral. I need to go grab it actually. It's from Way, Houai, and I got the Rue Street. I'm gonna read the back of the container, or not the container, the box. The sophisticated feminine floral fragrance combines seductive notes of gardenia, lang lang, and white musk. It smells really good. I put it on my wrist. I put it on my neck because I don't really know where you're supposed to put perfume. I don't know. Perfume's like the world of wine and coffee. I know nothing about it. You can come up to me on the street and tell me it's supposed to go in my eyes, and I would say sick, closed or open. I think like most traditional, I almost said shampoos, most traditional perfumes, like you don't rub. Like that's like a no, you don't do that. But or Bella, the Bella Hadid one is like a moisturizer as well. So you do rub that one on you. Like I've seen her like spray it, and I think it comes out a little thicker, like a solution, and then she like smears it on herself. I don't know. I know nothing. It smells really good though. It makes me feel like a woman, which I am. So it's good. Yeah, validates. I don't know. It smells good and it makes me feel good, which is like what it's supposed to do, right? It fucking, I don't know what I'm talking about. All I knew about perfume or know about perfume is that you walk through Dillard's and they make you smell like an old lady because they are like so, I don't know like what contract they have where they only get like the old lady perfumes, but that's what they're all over like stimulating. They all are just like overly fragrant. And then the only other thing I know is Victoria's Secret body sprays, and those make you smell like a locker room when you're 13. So I don't know. I don't like body sprays because of that. Like every time I just smell like a body spray, immediately I am back in the locker room for volleyball at 13. And that's all I know. It's like the purple one. What's the purple one from Victoria's Secret? That was like one of the most popular. And then like that hot pink one. One of them was called Seductive Love or something like that. It just smells like locker rooms to me because of my history. I was gonna say trauma, but not everything's trauma. They're just memories. Because I was buying this online, I didn't even get stuck with something that I don't know, just smelled like too overpowering. So I thought that Way would be like a good step in the door, like a foot in the door, whatever you say, because it's a like they make like what do you call it? Like products like for your hair and stuff. And so I was like, well, I don't know. It just seemed safe, and it is. I like it. I don't know. I'm gonna try. I also do this with like skincare products. I got this online, but with skincare products or makeup, if I don't know where to go and I don't like most of, well, now most of the time with makeup, I go to TikTok. For like skincare products, I feel like everyone's skin is so unique that going to a specialist would probably be like your best bet. But other than that, I really like Free People because I feel like I like their vibe and they have already like curated what you're looking for because going into Ulta or like Sephora is like very overstimulating, and I don't know where anything's at. And so I feel like Free People, my mic died. I feel like Free People, it's just like a friend going like, these are good. I like these. And I'm like, okay, I'll try them because I trust my friend. One last thing about the perfume, the lid is magnetic. So when it closes, it like vacuum shuts. Like it's like, whoosh. And I remember I bought something else that did that. Oh, a lipstick. And I felt so grown up when I bought it. Like I was like, wow, I spent like, I don't know. Like, wow, this lipstick was $40 and it vacuum shuts. I feel grown. And that's just like a trick. It doesn't have to do that, but when the product packaging is like that, it makes me feel like elevated. And it's really just like so stupid because it's all in my head. But it works. So I like that it does that. This all sounds just like irrelevant rambling. It is. I'm just talking. And it's because I'm fucking tired of this weather. I'm tired of it being so cold. And I don't know. I just want spring. Okay, so listen. I want the year to start. Because I feel like the year. Yeah? Doesn't start. Sorry, my mom voice. Until like April or mid-March. And here's what's crazy is I was listening. I don't know where I got this. It was some astrologer talking about the new year actually beginning in like April, like the spring equinox, late mid-March, late March, early April for like astrology. Don't quote me on that, but I did ask chat, of course. Let me see what they said. So I asked about an ancient New Year calendar, and I got this answer about Egypt. The New Year in the ancient Egypt calendar, known as, fuck, how am I going to pronounce that? Hold on. Google literally just said Wepet Renpet. So it's the opening of the year, typically fell around mid-July. In our modern calendar, it was closely tied to the annual flooding of the Nile River, which was crucial for agriculture. The ancient Egyptian calendar was based on a solar year of 365 days, divided into three seasons: inundation, growth, and harvest. Sorry, I lost my place. Each with 4 months of 30 days, plus an additional 5 extra days at the end of the year. The new year was marked by the rising of the star Sirius in the morning sky, which coincided with the Nile's inundation. This event was seen as a divine blessing from the gods, particularly associated with Osiris, Egyptian god of fertility and rebirth. Over time, since their civil calendar did not account for leap years, the new year gradually drifted out of sync with the Nile's flooding, but the connection remained important in religious and agricultural life. Okay, so then I was like, no, what is said about the year beginning in like April? So that gave me a few points. The first being ancient Rome. Before the Julian calendar reform in 45 BCE, the Roman calendar originally began in March, but some believe that April was once considered an early start to the year in certain local traditions. Number two, it also gave me, okay, medieval Europe. In many parts of Europe, especially in France and England, the new year was celebrated around late March or early April, aligning with the spring equinox and religious festivals in 1582. The Gregorian calendar reform moved the official start of the new year to January 1st, but some religions continued celebrating in April for a while. Okay, number three. Sorry, I have to take a breath. April Fool's Day connection. One theory suggests that April Fool's Day originated because people who continued celebrating the old New Year in April after the Gregorian reform were mocked as fools. That's pretty cool. Hindu and other lunar calendars. In parts of India and the South, oh, this is okay, this is sounding familiar. In parts of India and Southeast Asia, the New Year is still celebrated in April, such as by okay, well, I gotta pronounce again. It's going to sound stupid anyways in my American accent, but okay, so it's Baisakhi in Punjab, Puthandu in Tamil Nadu. God, really showing my three brain cells here. And Songkran in Thailand, aligned with the solar cycle and harvest season. Look, I'm not a fucking scholar. If I mess things up, I mess things up. This is number five, is what I think I was remembering. Astrological New Year. Some astrologers recognize March 20th through 21st, the spring equinox, or early April, when the sun moves fully into Aries as the natural new year, symbolizing renewal and rebirth. So, while April is no longer the official start of the year, most modern calendars. All right, so I'm gonna ask for more about the astrological new year because that's, I think, what I'm referring to. How fucking cool is Egypt, though? I was like deep diving last night into the two men who were buried together that were like scholars debate on whether they were they were in a relationship or not. I don't think so, just based on everything that I was reading. I think they were twins, but also their facial, I mean, you don't have to be like identical twins, you know, because they had like some differences, and they had like something about a wife on both ends that were buried. It's just weird that they were like depicted it with the nose to nose, because like that was reserved for, I don't even think like married couples. I think it was like wives, and I don't know. It was like very, very intimate to be depicted that way. But like twins make sense, you know? I don't know. But anyways, I would have loved to think that they were like in a relationship. I just don't, based on like their children and the wife thing, it doesn't seem like that. Okay, the astrological new year is based on the zodiac cycle and the beginning when the sun enters Aries, the first sign of the zodiac. This typically occurs March 20th through 21st, aligning with the spring equinox in the northern hemisphere. So why Aries? Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It symbolizes new beginnings, action, and initiation. It is ruled by Mars, the planet of energy, ambition, and drive. The equinox marks a balance between day and night, representing a fresh start in nature and personal growth. Astrological perspective. Many astrologers consider this the true beginning of the year, rather than January 1st, since it marks the start of the zodiac wheel. It is seen as a time of renewal, goal setting, and planting seeds for the new year ahead, both metaphorically and in nature. It influences personal and collective energy, making it powerful a powerful period for setting intentions. So it ties to ancient traditions, ancient civilizations, including Babylonians and Persians, celebrated the new year around this time. How come it give me that earlier? Maybe it did. Oh, it did. Persian New Year occurs on the spring equinox and symbolizes rebirth. Wait, give me that. The ancient Egyptians also, we went into that, aligned their calendars with natural cycles, although their new year was based on the heliacal. Heliacal. Okay. Why did I go into that random fucking tangent? Because I'm tired of the weather. Welcome to those three brain cells at work. I have a question, and we would deep dived into Egypt and other New Year's. Because all this to say, we're still hibernating, and I can't believe I really just took you on that tangent. But this is my podcast. This is where we're at. I'm just ready for spring. I want to go outside. I want to go to Lowe's and look at plants, and possibly, no, I'm not going to buy any. I'm on a ban this year. I'm on a plant buying ban this year because every year I spend at least $100 at the plant store of little plants, and I buy them on sale and I kill all of them. I murder them. Some of them I manage to bring back to life somehow, like they're like mid-death, and then they are brought back, and then I murder them. I'm not talking like a neglectful, I forgot to water, or I overwatered. I don't know what I do to them, but they are poisoned by me. There's stuff in them, there's bugs, and sometimes they're gross and they stink. And I don't know. I killed bamboo, and that is hard to kill. You literally just put water. I don't understand how I did that. Like it was yellow and then it smelled so bad. I walked past it and I was like, there's no way that that smell is coming from that. And it was. And it was mush. And I didn't even notice. So I can't take care of a plant. If, when my kids ask for pets, I'm just going to give them plants because I'm not doing the goldfish thing. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I have to cough again. As a kid, I bought a goldfish from Walmart and it died because it was a Walmart goldfish. And so my dad was like, what the hell? We just bought that. So he made me put it in a bag and then we went to Walmart. And he told like some teenager working there that he just bought this goldfish. I'm sure he had a receipt for it and it's dead. And like, why? You know, it was sick or something. The dude goes, all right, cool. Grabs my baggie of goldfish, my little Ziploc bag of goldfish, turned upside down, tosses it over his shoulder into the garbage. Doesn't even look, just throws my goldfish in his trash with his Subway sandwich. And then he told me to just go grab another goldfish and then come up back to customer service and he would like cancel it out. But me just threw my fish in there. And so like on the way to go get another goldfish, I was really quiet. And my dad's like, what's wrong? And I just started break down crying. And I was like, he just threw my fish in the fucking trash. So my dad went back and asked for my fish out of the trash so that I could give it a proper burial. And it was like covered in dressing and lettuce. And he, my dad was like mad because I was crying, and so they gave me back my stinky fish, and then we went home and flushed it down the toilet with my other like two fish that my dad got because he felt bad that all that happened, and he didn't realize that I was like upset until I was just like broke down crying because he threw my fish. I won't be buying any more plants this year, but I will be buying some clothes because I have unlocked second child, and I'm feeling like now I am I'm character. What? I am a new character. I'm a new person. I am a mom of two, and I am grabbing my identity back again because you lose it, you know, every time you have a kid. And so like it literally, this is another rebirth for me. Like now I have an even newer identity of who I am, whatever that means. So clothes, I honestly can't, I have no idea when it comes to tops what to wear. I don't like poofy sleeves because I felt like I'm like suffocated, and I wore a lot of poofy sleeves when I was little, not by my choice. And so I just have like a weird, not everything's trauma, not everything has to be a thing. I don't know why. I need to like just do some meditations and breathing exercises to let go of all of this random, like, I don't know, memories that I have with pieces of clothes. They're just articles of clothing. It's just fabric, but I don't like them. They make me feel like I'm on display. And it's not, I don't think it's every poofy sleeve. I just think it's the ones that feel like overly poofy, you know? There is a dress that I've been eyeing that does have some poof, but then it like slims down and it like is very t like tight around the arm, and then it frills out a little bit, and it's a baby doll shape. I've really been eyeing this dress. I don't know if I should get it. It's on like a final sale right now in one of the colors that I like. So it's definitely a possibility, but I'm worried that I'm not gonna like the sleeve or it's gonna feel overstimulating, and then I can't return it because it was like a final clearance sale. I feel like we don't get much of spring weather here in Texas, though. It's like a few weeks and then it's immediately summer weather. And by the midsummer, you're just, or beginning of summer, you're already over it because it's already been 90 to 105 degrees in what's supposed to be spring. But I'm looking forward to like lighter clothing because I don't know. Again, I'm thinking about dresses though, because I hate, shorts are good, but I don't like a tight short. I don't like it to like touch my thighs. I like it a little boxier, a little baggier. I like baggy in general, but I don't know. I love jeans, but it's too hot in the summer and we don't have much of spring. And I just want to know what it's going to be like. It's like 13 degrees outside right now. And I'm already worried about this. I need to relax. But when it comes to tops, my number one go-to is always just a graphic tee because I don't know. I like some tank top, I'm not a big fan of cleavage on me. And so some tank tops are just like too much. Sometimes they're too tight on the arms. If they're not, if they're like a more like muscle top, I like a high collar. And then if the arms are closed, I like them to be like a cover of the shoulder, basically just like a t-shirt that's more form-fitting with no sleeves, if that makes any sense. Do you know what I'm talking about? T-shirt, cut the sleeves off, but have it fit my body instead of like flow over it. There's this Motel Rock shirt that I've been looking at. It's a button-up and it's short sleeve and has a collar to it. It's white. It's really cute, but it's like $60 and I just don't know if I want to do that, if I want to spend $60 on a shirt that seems very trendy. I do love a button up, but I don't know how long I'm going to love this one. And I'm just a little worried that it's not going, I don't know, it feels very Virgo. And I talked about dressing as your Venus or whatever, but some people say dress as your rising, dress as your Venus. Both of my Venus and my rising are in Virgo. So this is very on brand for me. I just don't know if the small, intricate details of it make it too trendy or too time stamped to where in a few years I'm not going to like it. It's like the ducktail thing. You know what I mean? Is that the correct? Yeah. Like when you had like those shirts that were like button up that you would get at like, I forget the brand, starts with an M at Target. And then they like ducktailed all the way down your back, or they like did a little dip to where the side was higher, and then it was like the front went down and the back went down, but the side of it was like scooped up. Does that make any sense? And like, I just want a fitted but like boxed button up short sleeve. That's what I'm looking for. Maybe even like a little sweater vest to go over it that's light, or a graphic tee that's like giving Crystal Castles, you know, very Tumblr era, but like she wore a graphic tee and a pencil skirt. And I don't even know what else. I just know that I like that. I like the graphic tee and a skirt that's a little more dressy. It, you know what it feels like to me? It feels like you are coming home from like a school that requires a uniform, and then you just throw your own like t-shirt over it that you had in your backpack. I like that vibe. And I think it has to do with like the Leo sun and the Virgo like rising in me. And I also just don't feel like you could ever go wrong with a graphic tee unless it's a like something that's extremely trendy. You know what I mean? Like that, I don't know. I can't even think because I've had graphic tees that maybe the design was something that I didn't like, or I don't know. I really just kind of like stick to the bands that I know and get it from like, listen, I'm not saying that you have to listen to the band to buy the band t-shirt. I don't give a fuck. Okay. I don't care if you can't even name like one of their songs. That does not matter. But I feel like a just a I like when they're like the sleeves. Okay, listen. When the sleeve itself, the seam of it starts at my shoulder, like past my shoulder, I don't like that. I also don't like when the collar slouches forward and then it just doesn't. I like when it's up high, you know? Or it's at least like aligned correctly on the back and front and doesn't just like come all the way forward and sag down. Make these outfit collages on Pinterest, and every time that I'm putting an outfit together, I always have the pant or the skirt that I want or the short, but shoe, everything's like I know I have like a certain vision for it. And then when it comes to the top, I literally just throw on a graphic tee or like some kind of a silk lacy tank top. You know what I mean? Like a very like 90s lace trim silk top, spaghetti strap or something. That's all that I can like think to pair because I have no idea. There's who is it? Oh, I can't think of the brand. A Press Studio. They have like a very pretty top that is also like part of their dress. It's like the very signature look. It's just like I don't really understand like how I can say it. It's like cinched, you know what I mean? No, I don't understand words. It's pretty high collar t-shirt that looks dressy. It's not a t-shirt, but it looks dressy, and it's I guess it's a blouse, but it's like t-shirty shaped, if that makes any sense at all. Listen, I've had 2 cups of coffee. And it's the, what is this? I just said it. It was Mocha Pot. So I don't know how it's affecting me, but clearly it's getting to where I'm just speed talking. So anyways, they have cute stuff. I can pair those with pants and skirts, no problem. I don't know. Maybe I need to stick to a rotation of like graphic tees, button up, shirt like that that I like. And then have like five. And then go through the pants that I like, which are typically like Levi's, something like a straight leg, and then a w ultra wide leg. I love an ultra wide leg. Shorts, I don't know. There's a crochet knit short on H&M right now. Are you good? And Free People, it's like striped. I'm gonna try that out. I'm gonna try it from, I don't know. I see, here's the thing. I think that I will like it from Free People because of their colors. And they typically come in sets, so I'll like the sweater that goes with it. It's sold as like a set look on H&M, but you buy them separately. My issue with buying a crocheted short is that I am going to feel like I'm back in 2014 when everyone was wearing the very colorful crocheted shorts. Do you know what I'm talking about? They had like a dolly laced style to them, and then they like were not, what is it? There's a word for it when it's scalloped. They were like scalloped at the bottom of the short. I don't know. I just feel like I'm going to be blinded to it and maybe see later that the crochet short wasn't the vibe that I was going for or liked, and that it was just like ultra trendy and I was duped into buying something super trendy that I actually didn't really care for. Regardless, I may start with like the H&M one to see if I like it because shorts are always something that I just they overstimulate me because sometimes they're just like too thick and I just feel like I don't know, I just feel like I'm wearing this very thick underwear because I don't know. I get very picky with shorts. Plus I always worked, you know? And so like you couldn't wear shorts to work anywhere and I just have always in the summer worn a pant because of that. I have to cough again, which is why I'm thinking that a boxier one is just going to be the vibe for me this summer or spring. And then some ultra wide pants that let my legs breathe and just don't feel like they're suffocating me or way too hot. I'm also thinking about shoes. A slip-on clog would be nice. Maybe like a lace sock because I hate having gross, sticky, sweaty feet in a leather sole. And I'm talking like a sheer, like pantyhose type of sock that like goes to my ankle or something. Obviously, a black Wally rain boot. I think that rain boots are always in style or in season. Good. You happy? I had the forest green hunter boots for years, and then I let them out. Or I let them stay out. They got cat pee on them, and they got sun burnt and started to peel, and they're just not good anymore. Plus, like, I found a spider in them and a family of little spiders. You're so happy. Honestly, the cat pee, the spiders, I would have worn them still, but it's like the sun burning has started to peel them. So I'm just gonna get some new ones and I'm gonna get them in black. You are so talkative. Do you have something to say? What is it? Can you say your name? Beck. You like the color. It's bright. Also like some more colorful sneakers, like bright colors and different types of laces, I think would be like super cute. I'm not a fan of like charms on shoes because I like don't know how to walk and I don't know. I just do everything so fast sometimes that I mess up my shoes. Plus I have like a bunion on one of my whatever. This is you don't need to know about my feet. But I would like some more like just I like shoes. I like sneakers. I like them to be colorful and styled. And so that's fun, but that's like spring winter. I hate having closed shoes in the summertime because I just hate how hot they get. I do really want those like vintage Doc Martin sandals that are like they have like a flower detail and their platform. I really want a pair of those. I have to shop around and look for those thrifted and hopefully they're not black stained soles or ultra dirty. But you get what you get, and you can always clean them and disinfect, whatever. That's what I'm looking for. I like the boot because, yes, like your feet do get sweaty inside of them. But like, I'm not thinking about that for the summer. I'm just thinking about it for like more springtime. But like, the way they just slip on and off, and they're not like, I guess if you have a wider calf, it may be more annoying because then it sticks to your calf. But when it has that like room to kind of move, it's a little less like hot. I just don't want to be hot. I don't want things to touch me, and I don't want it to be overly I just don't like maybe I have just a bunch of sensory issues I need to work through. Anyways, spring, fashion, weather, new year, new beginnings. Doesn't start till mid-March, April. And I can't wait for it. Have a birthday coming up for the little one. Can't wait because it's going to be, it's like honestly pretty soon, but it just feels like it's a new beginning to life, and I'm very excited for that. I'm so ready to get out of hibernation and start my new role of whatever, whoever I am. I don't know. I'm ready to start life again. I got a haircut. I haven't got a haircut in like 3 years because postpartum with my first kid, I got like an ultra pixie cut right as my hair started falling out. It was like a French bob, but it was very mini and short and it was cute, but my hair started falling out. And so I had this receding hairline. And if I put my hair up, I had to pin it very specific or you would see, I got a lot of compliments on it. But when it was up, it was bad. And I don't know, I was still kind of puffy, still experimenting with makeup and clothes. And it just, I don't know why I decided to shave my head off. I didn't really, but it just wasn't working. So I let it grow out and then I didn't even get a trim. I just let it grow all the way out. And now I cut it finally. I feel like I got some face framing, mostly long layers. I feel like I'm at a point where I finally have the hair that I've always wanted, or I'm getting to that point because I do want like really long hair. I just want long layers, long hair, and some pieces where if I put my hair up, I can have them like dangle in my face. Okay. sorry. That's why am I talking? Oh, and then I got my eyebrows laminated and dyed. And I just feel like I'm finally ready to start coming out of this hibernation mode. I hope you're on the same realm, or yeah, I hope you are as well. So reading Fourth Wing, I think I talked about that last week, but I'm almost done with it now. I enjoy it. I haven't finished it, obviously. I just said that, but I am enjoying it more than, I wouldn't expecting to like it. I just, the narration, because I'm reading, and then I also had got it on Audible. I honestly forgot that it was on my shelf because I just don't look at my shelf all the time. I put a book there, then I forget about it unless I'm actively reading it. So I had it on my shelf, started reading it, remembered I had it on Audible because I had bought it a long time ago when I had like extra credits. So I started listening to it and I was not enjoying the narration. And I went to the reviews, and all of the reviews on the narration were like 1 star, which always makes me feel bad because that's like a person's job. But a lot of people were saying it sounded like she had a cold, and that's not what it sounded like to me. Again, I was like listening on 1.5 speed, so I don't know. And I tried to listen to it on like the regular, like just like 1 speed, but it still didn't sound like she had a cold to me. It just sounded like she was making it extremely juvenile sounding, like as if they were young teenagers, which I think I said this in the last episode, and they're 20, or Violet's 20 at least, the main character. So it just didn't make sense for her to sound 13, and then the guys also sounded very young and they're in their 20s. So I don't know, it's just, and then Teddy Hamilton is supposed to be the narrator for Zayden, but I haven't heard him, but he's like on the books as being the narrator, and he's in the beginning of it says it's a dual narration, and then I don't hear him at all, and I'm nearly done with the book. So I don't understand that. I don't understand it. But she also goes into like another female character voice because there's another obviously female characters in the book. And at one point Violet's voice went high-pitched and giggly, and it sounded exactly like the other character, and so I was like kind of confused when listening to it. So I've been like reading it a lot and not listening to it because I don't like it because it's so juvenile and the voice skipping stuff. It's just, I don't know, it's hard to listen to. I like the book though, and I also don't agree with the voice tone that she used for one of the professors. I feel like reading it, he gives Sirius, like he sounds like Snape, but when I'm listening to it, he sounds like a wicked witch. I don't know. Not into it narration ways, but I think it's a book that I'm going to be recommending. And I mean, everyone recommends it, you know? Some people don't. I'm rambling even more so now. Also, Down, what am I reading? In Down and Out in London and Paris by George Orwell. I said in the last episode that he and Bourdain would get along. I was on Goodreads, and based on what I was reading, it recommended Kitchen Confidential, which is Anthony Bourdain's book, because I was reading Down and Out in London and Paris. So I was right with on the mark with that one. I think that's it. Picked up The Trial by Kafka, and we're reading the intro because that's as far as I got because I'm also reading two other books. Okay, I'm gonna leave because I have no idea what I'm talking about, nor do I ever. See you back next week.